Orlando by Virginia Woolf. Preface. Many friends have helped me in writing this book. Some are dead, and so illustrious that I scarcely dare name them, yet no one can read or write without being perpetually in the debt of Defoe, Sir Thomas Browne, Sterne, Sir Walter Scott, Lord Macaulay, Emily Bronte, De Quincey, and Walter Pater, to name the first that come to mind. Others are alive, and though perhaps as illustrious in their own way, are less formidable for that very reason. I am specially indebted to Mr. C. P. Sanger, without whose knowledge of the law of real property this book could never have been written. Mr. Sidney Turner's wide and peculiar erudition has saved me, I hope, some lamentable blunders. I have had the advantage, how great I alone can estimate, of Mr. Arthur Whaley's knowledge of Chinese. Madame Lepovka, Mrs. J. M. Keynes, has been at hand to correct my Russian. To the unrivalled sympathy and imagination of Mr. Roger Fry, I owe whatever understanding of the art of painting I may possess. I have, I hope, profited in another department by the singularly penetrating, if severe, criticism of my nephew, Mr. Julian Bell. Miss M. K. Snowden's indefatigable researches in the archives of Harrogate and Cheltenham were none the less arduous for being vain. Other friends have helped me in ways too various to specify. I must content myself with naming Mr. Angus Davidson, Mrs. Cartwright, Miss Janet Case, Lord Berners, whose knowledge of Elizabethan music has proved invaluable, Mr. Francis Birrell, my brother, Dr. Adrian Stephen, Mr. F. L. Lucas, Mr. and Mrs. Desmond McCarthy, that most inspiriting of critics, my brother-in-law, Mr. Clive Bell, Mr. G. H. Rylands, Lady Colfax, Miss Nellie Boxall, Mr. J. M. Keynes, Mr. Hugh Walpole, Miss Violet Dickinson, the Honourable Edward Sackville West, Mr. and Mrs. St. John Hutchinson, Mr. Duncan Grant, Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Tomlin, Mr. and Lady Ottoline Morell, my mother-in-law, Mrs. Sidney Wolfe, Mr. Osbert Sitwell, Madame Jacques Reverat, Colonel Corey Bell, Miss Valerie Taylor, Mr. J. T. Shepherd, Mr. and Mrs. T. S. Elliot, Miss Ethel Sands, Miss Nan Hudson, my nephew, Mr. Quentin Bell, an old and valued collaborator in fiction, Mr. Raymond Mortimer, Lady Gerald Wellesley, Mr. Lytton Strachey, the Viscountess Cecil, Miss Hope Merlies, Mr. E. M. Forster, the Honourable Harold Nicholson, and my sister Vanessa Bell. But the list threatens to grow too long, and is already far too distinguished. For while it rouses in me memories of the pleasantest kind, it will inevitably wake expectations in the reader which the book itself can only disappoint. Therefore I will conclude by thanking the officials of the British Museum and Record Office for their wonted courtesy, my niece, Miss Angelica Bell, for a service which none but she could have rendered, and my husband, for the patience with which he has invariably helped my researches, and for the profound historical knowledge to which these pages owe whatever degree of accuracy they may attain. Finally, I would thank, had I not lost his name and address, a gentleman in America, who has generously and gratuitously corrected the punctuation, the botany, the entomology, the geography, and the chronology of previous works of mine, and will, I hope, not spare his services on the present occasion. Chapter 1. He, for there could be no doubt of his sex, though the fashion of the time did something to disguise it, was in the act of slicing at the head of a moor which swung from the rafters. It was the colour of an old football, and more or less the shape of one, save for the sunken cheeks and a strand or two of coarse, dry hair, like the hair on a coconut. Orlando's father, or perhaps his grandfather, had struck it from the shoulders of a vast pagan who had started up under the moon in the barbarian fields of Africa, and now it swung, gently, perpetually, in the breeze which never ceased blowing through the attic rooms of the gigantic house of the lord who had slain him. Orlando's fathers had ridden in fields of asphodel, and stony fields, and fields watered by strange rivers, and they had struck many heads of many colours off many shoulders, and brought them back.